Huge weekend coming up at Michigan International Speedway. The Truck Series race happening on Saturday. We'll be live at the track on Saturday morning for that. And then also the Sprint Cup Series race, the Pure Michigan 400, is on Sunday. Both the races on the radio here, too. But someone who gets trackside seats almost every weekend is one of the Miss Sprint Cups, Kim Kuhn, who joins us on the line from Charlotte, getting ready to come to Michigan for the race. You've been here before at MIS. How does the track at MIS in Brooklyn kind of compare to some of the other tracks that you go to, Kim?
Oh, I love Michigan International Speedway. It's so fast there. And then a lot of times the race will come down to, you know, pit strategy, fuel, that sort of thing. So it's always very interesting and can be kind of put you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. Well, fastest track on the NASCAR circuit. A couple of years ago, it was the track where Dale Earnhardt Jr. kind of broke out of his losing streak and got back on track. So it's a fun track from that standpoint. And it becomes, again, a huge tourist attraction for us here in Michigan. So that's kind of neat. Tell everybody kind of what the role of Miss Sprint Cup is throughout the year.
Yes, so we are the fans' friend on the inside. So we're at every track each weekend doing all sorts of fan things. Sometimes we're out at our fan display of the Sprint Experience. We do driver interviews. We get social media content from the garage and the pits for our Facebook and our Twitter. And then just letting fans know about the latest and greatest in Sprint products and services. Like currently, we've got the Samsung Galaxy S5 Sport only from Sprint. And then just letting them know about Sprint being America's newest network with fewer drop calls, better coverage, and built from the ground up, especially in Michigan.
And so you're good at putting that little sales pitch in there, too, then. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Sprint wouldn't keep you employed if you didn't do that. So, but it was maybe a little different. You know, their different sports have different, I don't say spokespeople with them and they hang around there. You guys actually know your stuff of what's going on in the pits and on the track, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I actually had this past weekend off, so I didn't travel to watch in fun, but I was posted up in front of my TV watching the race and then had all my kind of social media content spread out, my computer open to Twitter to, you know, kind of follow what the teams are doing, and then obviously the NASCAR mobile app on my phone, just keeping up to date with it. And the thing is, you get to know the people in the sport, be it the drivers, the teams, the crews. So you really become a fan of the teams and the sport, and you want, but even if I didn't do this job, I would want to know what's happening at the track.
Yeah. Well, people who don't get that behind-the-scenes access like you do, what's maybe something inside that people don't know about NASCAR drivers and what they're like on the weekend of a race?
First of all, they're super busy. I know people see them in the cars on the track, but when they're not in the cars, they're doing all sorts of appearances all around the track and in the local market. And then I think that makes NASCAR unique. You know, you're not going to go outside of American Airlines Arena and get to talk to one of the players there. I was going to say LeBron, but he recently switched teams. But it's very unique, this sport, that they're so accessible to the fans.
And at the same time, I mean, it's all about marketing for them, too, because they're by what they do, they raise money to keep themselves racing with the team sponsorships. Where, like I said, basketball and football players, they don't have to do that. That's not part of what they do. So that's kind of a unique part of what NASCAR is all about, too, and all of auto racing is about. All right, so I know you probably can't pick a favorite driver, necessarily, but who could be a favorite for you at Michigan this weekend?
I'd like to see somebody, a new face in victory lane that we haven't seen this season, especially with the chase being so close. So maybe somebody like Matt Kenseth, Glenn Boyer, Casey Kane. Those guys, you know, you would think they would have gotten to victory lane by now, but still looking for that win. So I'd like to see one of them. And then you mentioned kind of my favorite driver. Well, I like all drivers for different reasons, but I do want to remind fans that our NASCAR's most popular driver is currently going on right now, so they can vote at our Facebook page, the Miss Sprint Cup Facebook page, or sprint.com/speed to, again, vote for NASCAR's most popular driver.
Okay. All right. So we'll see who actually ends up at the finish line and with the checkered flag coming up on Sunday. Again, we have the Truck Series race on Saturday, which is kind of cool because it's a salute to veterans for that, too, which would be kind of neat on Saturday at the track. Now, people see you walking around. You've got the full race suit on during that whole time. Now, it will be cooler this weekend than it's been a lot of weekends. How hot is that when you guys are walking around in those things?
Oh, goodness. It is so warm. That's probably the number one question I get asked. But thankfully, like you mentioned, we're hoping to have great weather this weekend, and it's going to be a little bit cooler than it usually is out in Brooklyn. So I'm excited because it makes my job a lot more enjoyable when the weather's cooled off.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward. Stop by if you get an opportunity to see us in the Fan Plaza Saturday morning. Otherwise, we'll hopefully bump into you somewhere on the track on the weekend, all right?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Kim Kuhn, one of the Miss Sprint Cups with us. She'll be at Michigan International Speedway this weekend here on AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.